You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is your Packers Update, the Daily Cheese, brought to you by Packernet.com and powered by Overtime Media. The Daily Cheese is a collaboration with the Packernet Podcast, hosted by Ryan Schlipp, the Pack Daddy. And I'm your host, JJ Leahy. A big thank you to Mr. Richard Sims for his help in creating a new theme song for the Daily Cheese. And I also want to apologize for not doing an episode yesterday. If you're curious what I was doing yesterday instead of recording the news for you...
JJ. Happy birthday. JJ.
Okay, it wasn't technically my birthday. That was the day before, but yesterday is when I celebrated with my family. I was out on the boat on the beautiful lake all day, and I just didn't feel like going inside. Speaking of which, would you like to get me an awesome birthday present? Well, you could leave me a 5-star iTunes review. I'd really appreciate that. Remember, if you're listening to me on the Packernet Podcast, don't change anything. Keep listening there. All my episodes do get posted there every day. But if you like what I do and you'd like to help me grow my audience and find new listeners, can you go to iTunes or Stitcher, search Daily Cheese, and leave me a review? That actually really helps me climb up the rankings. Every episode I record is posted both places. So if you're already subscribed to the Packernet Podcast, you're going to be getting everything. But a separate review for the Daily Cheese does help me out personally. Hey, don't miss out. Tonight, Green Bay Packers running back Aaron Jones is going to be on Celebrity Family Feud with Steve Harvey. If anyone watches Steve's daytime show, you may remember an episode where Geronimo Allison, former wide receiver for the Packers, stood up in the audience with his girlfriend and asked Steve a question about his relationship. Steve is unfortunately a Cleveland Browns fan, but tonight he gets to meet at least his second Green Bay Packer. Aaron Jones is going to be one of 10 past and current NFL players. On his team will be Denver receiver Cortland Sutton, Indianapolis linebacker Darius Leonard, Kansas City running back Damian Williams, and Baltimore cornerback Marlon Humphrey. They'll be playing opposite Hall of Famers Michael Irvin, Chris Carter, Orlando Pace, Bruce Smith, and former Packers outside linebackers coach Kevin Green. If you want to catch the episode live tonight, it airs at 7 p.m. Central Time on ABC. Now some disappointing news. In 2019, the Smith brothers, Za'Darius and Preston, lit up the league and terrorized opposing quarterbacks. Linebacker Preston Smith shared an anti-Semitic video on his Instagram post on Friday. He's actually the latest in a series of NFL players to post anti-Semitic messages this week. Most notably, Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver DeSean Jackson set off a firestorm when he shared a quote falsely attributed to Adolf Hitler. Really not a good look. New Orleans Saints defensive back Malcolm Jenkins vocally discussed the anti-Semitic post DeSean Jackson had made in a video, and he called it a distraction, saying, "We can honor the Jewish heritage and trauma while staying focused on what matters. Jewish people aren't our problem, and we aren't their problem." The Eagles disciplined DeSean Jackson for his post, but they did not release him. But what's going to happen to Preston? First off, let's be clear about the content of the video. Smith shared a video from Louis Farrakhan, an outspoken anti-Semitic preacher. In this specific video, Farrakhan warns, quote, his brothers and sisters in Africa against getting a vaccine. He also accuses Bill and Melinda Gates of wanting to depopulate the Earth. It's unclear whether Preston Smith actually watched the video, but he is the latest NFL player to promote Louis Farrakhan this week. Okay, this is a football show, not a politics show. So why am I bringing this up? Well, the relevant question here is, what are the Green Bay Packers going to do? Although they were fine with Kevin King and Aaron Rodgers and many other players taking a stance about not wanting to stand for the national anthem, it's hard to find examples of the Packers putting up with controversy. They've shipped off former players for a lot less distraction and drama. In 2018, they traded running back Ty Montgomery to the Baltimore Ravens for a 7th-round pick after a game in which he threw his helmet out of frustration after they took him off the field. Reportedly, Montgomery was benched after he was told to take a knee on the kick return and instead fumbled the ball. There's already been a lot of speculation that the Packers might move on from Preston before this season even begins. I know that sounds crazy. However, they spent a 1st-round pick last year on Rashawn Gary, who is far more athletic than Preston and much, much cheaper. If the Packers were to cut or trade Preston Smith right now, they would either be saving themselves $5.5 million or $9.5 million this year. Preston was very good last year, in spurts. There's little doubt that the Packers want Rashawn Gary to take his place in the next year or two, though. While no one is calling for the team to move on from Preston because of his social media posts, it would not be surprising if this is the push that the team needs to go ahead and make a move they've already been considering. It's worth keeping an eye on. That does it for today's Daily Cheese. For more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers strategy, make sure you're subscribed to the Packernet Podcast, hosted by the Pack Daddy, Ryan Schlipp. Keep up on all the Green Bay Packers news by going to Packernet.com and follow the Packernet Podcast on Facebook. My name is JJ Leahy, and this has been the Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update. Support for this podcast comes from Overtime Media.